combating financing terrorism is the another aspect that we have to see. Combating financing for terrorism. Banks are also advised to develop a suitable mechanism for enhanced monitoring of the account which is suspected to have the terrorist linkage, and the swift identification of the transaction and make suitable reports to Financial Intelligence Unit, that is FIU, India. Okay. List of the individuals and the entities which are approved by the Security Council Committee, established in pursuant to the various United States regulations received from the Government of India, are circulated by RBI to all the banks and financial institutions. Okay. Now, the banks are advised that before opening any new account, it should be ensured that the name of the proposed customer does not appear in the list. Full details of the account bearing resemblance, that shall be individual entities, that shall be noted immediately and intimated to RBI and FIU IND. Bank must also take the account risk arising out of deficiency in AML and CFT of certain jurisdiction. Issue and the payment of demand drafts. Any remittance of the funds by way of demand draft, mail transfer, NEFT, IMPS, or any other mode of the issue of the traveler's checks for a value of Rs 50,000 and above should be effected by debit to the customer's account or against the check and not against the cash payment. Further, the name of the purchaser should be incorporated on the face of the demand draft, pay order, banker's check, etc. by issuing bank. Quoting of the PAN number. Permanent account number, PAN, of the customer should be obtained and verified while undertaking the transactions. Selling third-party product. During these, banks acting as an agent while selling the third-party products, as a regulation in force from time to time, should comply with certain condition which consist of, number one, even while selling the third-party products, as an agent bank should verify the identity and address of the walk-in customers. Then bank should also maintain a transaction details with regard to sale of third-party product and related record of the period and also the manner prescribed in paragraph 220 of Master Direction of the AML KYC issued by Reserve Bank of India. Bank's AML software should capture and generate the analysis alert for filing the CTR and STR for transactions which are relating to the third party product with customers, including walk-in customers. The instructions to make the payment by debit to the customer's account or against the check or remittances or issue the traveler's checks, sale of the gold, silver, platinum, and also requirement of quoting the PAN number for the transaction of Rs 50,000 and above would also be applicable to the sale of third-party products, right? So these instruction of the third-party products would also apply to sale of bank's own product as well. Okay, like debit card, credit card, prepaid card, travel card, etc. Okay. Now, bank should also verify the PAN numbers given by the account-based as well as the walk-in customers in view of reported finding. Dummy fictitious PAN numbers can also be quoted where the transaction is of Rs 50,000 and above. Bank's internal audit compliance function should evaluate and ensure the adherence to the KYC policies and procedure. Concurrent internal audit should specifically check and verify the applications of the KYC procedure which is followed by the bank or not. AML software is which is used in the banks need to be comprehensive and robust, which can capture all the cash and other transactions, including those relating to the walk-in customers. And these utility of the CTR, STR alert for risk categorization of the customer should also be examined. Now coming down to understand about the issuance of prepaid payment instrument, PPI, prepaid payment instruments. Prepaid payment instruments are the payment or instrument that facilitate purchase of the goods and services against the value which is stored on such an instrument. The value stored in such an instrument represents the value paid for by holder by cash, by debit to bank account or by credit cards. Prepaid instruments can be issued as a smart card, magnetic strip cards, internet account, internet wallet, mobile account, mobile wallet, paper vouchers, etc. And PPI issuers should ensure that instructions issued by the Department of Payment and Settlement System of RBI through their master directions are strictly adhered to. Now, hiring of the employees and employee trainings. Adequate screening mechanism should be in place, which is forming the integral part of their training and recruitment and hiring process. Bank must have an ongoing employee training program so that the members of the staff are adequately trained. It may be appreciated that the KYC norms, AML standards, CFT that have been prescribed to ensure the criminals are not allowed to misuse of the banking channel, and it would therefore be necessary that the adequate screening mechanism should be in place by the banks as an integral part of their recruitment hiring process of the personnel. Proper staffing of the audit functions with the persons adequately trained and well versed in AML CFT policies, regulations or related issues should be ensured. It is crucial that all fully understood rationally behind the KYC policies and implement them consistently. Now, maintenance of the record of the transactions. Some of the steps which are required to be followed by the bank for preservation of the records of the transactions undertaken. RBI has advised to maintain all the necessary record transaction for the period of 10 years from the date of transaction between the client and the banking company, financial institutions and intermediaries as the case may be. RBI has also advised to preserve the record pertaining to the identification of the customer and their addresses which are obtained while opening the accounts also. And that should be preserved for 10 years. Making available identification record and transaction data to the competent authority upon request is a mandatory to those banks and financial institutions. Now, maintenance of the record of transactions. Again, the introducing the system, maintaining the proper record of the transaction, prescribed under Rule 3 of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, is mandatory. So maintain all the necessary information in respect of transaction which is prescribed under the PML Rule Number 3 so as to permit the reconstruction of the individual transaction, including the nature of the transaction, amount of transaction and the currency in which it was denominated, date on which the transaction was conducted and the parties to the transactions. It is also required to evolve a system of proper maintenance and preservation of the account its information in the manner that allows the data to be retrieved easily and quickly whenever it is required by the investigating agencies. Maintain the record of the identity and address of their customers and record it in respect of the transaction in prescribed format. Now, Financial Intelligence Unit, India, FIUIND. What is the function of this Financial Intelligence Unit, IND? Financial Intelligence Unit, IND, was set up by the Government of India on 18th November 2004 as a central national agency which is made responsible for receiving, processing, analyzing, and disseminating the information relating to the suspect financial transactions. This organization is also responsible for coordinating and strengthening the efforts of the national and international intelligence, investigation, and enforcement agencies in pursuing to the goal efforts of against the money laundering and related crimes. FIUIND is also an independent body reporting directly to the Economic Intelligence Council, EIC, headed by the Finance Minister. Banks should also furnish the Director, Financial Intelligence Unit India, FIUIND, information referred in Rule No. 3 of PML Act. Director of FIUIND should have the powers to issue the guidelines to the bank for detecting the transaction which is referred to the various clauses or sub-clauses and direct them to specify the procedure and the manner of furnishing the information. Reporting formats and the guide prescribed by the FIUIND should be taken into note of that the format of the cash transaction report, that is CTR, suspicious transaction report, that is STR, which can be FIUIND has a place on its website and that would be made use of the banks. There should be a restriction on operation in the account where STR has been filed, and filing of STR should be kept strictly confidential, and it should be ensured that there is no tipping off of the customer at any level. Communication from the international agencies ensure that they do not have any account in the name of individual entities appearing in the list of the individual and entities suspected of the terrorist links, which are approved and periodically circulated by the United Nations Security Council. Okay? Details are like this: Al-Qaeda list in 1988 sanction list. These are the list, some of the lists which are circulated. Okay? Freezing the assets, requirement of the obligation under international agreement. Freezing the asset under the Section 51A of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act 1967. The procedure is laid down in UAPA, that is order for which is required to be followed meticulously for the compliance should be ensured. The jurisdiction that do not or insufficiently apply to the FATF recommendation. FATF statement circulated by RBI and publicly available information for identifying the countries which do not sufficiently apply the FATF recommendation and risk arising from the deficiency is in the MLCFT should be considered, and special attention should be given to the business and also the transaction undertaken with the person, which is including the legal person, maybe financial institution, from the countries where insufficiently they apply to the FATF country. Transaction should be avoided those countries which are not applying the FATF, if they are not FATF compliant. Background and the purpose of the transaction with the person including the legal and other financial entities from the jurisdiction, that inefficiency will be applied to the FATF recommendation to be examined. A written finding with all the documents should be retained and made available to the RBI and other relevant authorities as and when they are called for. Then, secrecy obligation and the sharing of information. Secrecy obligation. Customer information which arises out of the contractual relationship between the banker and customer should be kept secret. While considering the request for the data information from the government and other agencies, banks should satisfy themselves that the information that being sought is not of such a nature as will violate the provision of the laws relating to the secrecy of the banking transactions. The exceptions to the said transaction, that where disclosure is under compulsion by law, where there is a duty to the public disclosure, where the interest of the bank requires the disclosure, and where the disclosure is made with the express or implied consent of the customer. These are exceptions, otherwise banks should not divulge any information of their clients outside. Reporting requirement under the Foreign Account Tax Compliance, FATCA, Foreign Account Tax Compliance, FATCA. It is called as a FATCA, Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, and the Common Reporting under CRS, Common Reporting Standard, CRS. Under the FATCA and CRS, banks should adhere to the provision of Income Tax Rule 114F or 114G and 114H or determine whether they are a reporting financial institution as defined and should take the following steps to confirm. Step number one, register on related e-filing portal of Income Tax Department as reporting financial institution. Submit online report by using the digital signature designation director by either uploading the form 61B or NIL report for which the scheme prepared by the Central Board of Direct Taxes should be referred to. This means that the bank should refer to the spot reference rates published by the Foreign Exchange Dealers Association of India, that is FEDAI, for carrying out the due diligence procedure for identifying the reportable accounts. Developed IT framework, carrying out the due diligence procedure and recording the maintenance of the same. Develop a system of audit for the IT framework and compliance with the rule and constitute a high-level monitoring committee under designated director or any other equivalent functionary to ensure the compliance. Ensure the compliance with the updated instruction, rules, guidelines, etc. And the banks may also take a note of updated guidelines notes on FATCA, press release on the closure financial accounts. Now, the operation of the bank accounts and money mules. Money mule is the person who receives the illicit money from third party, generally a money launderer, and in their bank account then transfers the funds to another account. The instruction for opening the account monitoring transactions and should be strictly adhered to the order of minimizing the operations like money mules, which are used to the launderer to proceed with the fraud schemes, for example, phishing and identity theft, by the criminal who gain an illegal access to the deposit account by recruiting the third parties which act as a money mules. If it is established that an account opened and operated is that of the money mules, it should be deemed that the bank has not complied with these directions. cash transaction report, that is CTR. As per the PML Act, bank is required to submit the details of all the cash transactions of the value more than rupees 10 lakhs or its equivalent in foreign currency. So bank should scrupulously adhere to the following thing. Number one, the cash transaction report for each month should be submitted by FIUIND by 15th of succeeding month within the prescribed time schedule. All the cash transaction where it is forged or counterfeit Indian currency notes have been used as a genuine one should be reported by the principal officer of FIUIND immediately in the specified format. Counterfeit currency report, these cash currencies should also be included in the transactions where the forgery or the value of the security or the document has taken place and may be reported to FIUIND while filing. The CTR details of these individual transactions below rupees 50,000 need not be furnished. Integrally determining the connected to the cash transactions, bank should take into account all the individual transaction in an account during the calendar month. And CTR should contain only the transaction which are carried out by the bank on behalf of their clients, customers, excluding the transactions between the internal account of the bank. A summary of the cash transaction report, CTR, for the bank as a whole should be completed and it should be given to the principal officer of the bank in physical form, and as per the format prescribed, the summary should be signed by the principal officer and submitted. Suspicious transaction report, that is STR. Suspicious transaction means the transactions as defined and discussed now, including attempted transaction, whether or not made in cash, which to a person acting in good faith. And this gives rise to the reasonable ground to suspicious that it may involve the proceeds of the offense which are specified regardless of the value of value involved in it. It appears to be made in circumstances of unusual and unjustified complexity or have an economic rationally and bona fide person, or it gives rise to a reasonable ground to suspicion that it may involve the financing of activity which is relating to the terrorism. Therefore, the transactions relating to the terrorist activities include the transaction involved, including the transaction involving the funds which are suspected or linked to the terrorism, terrorist act, or by the terrorist organization and attempting the financing terrorism. While determining these suspicious transactions, banks should also be getting guided by definition of suspicious transaction contained in PMLA, that is Primary Money Laundering Act, and rules and amendment for the time being. It is likely that in some cases, transactions are abandoned, aborted by the customer on being asked to give some details or to provide certain documents. This is also clarified by the banks too. It should be reported to such an attempt to the transaction in STR, even if not completed the customers, irrespective of the amount of transactions. And banks should make the STR if they have reasonable ground to believe that the transaction involves the proceeds of the crime, generally irrespective of the amount of the transaction and the threshold limits. Suspicious transactions report should be submitted within 7 days of arriving at the conclusion that the transactions are suspicious in nature. Principal officer should record this reason, and treating a transaction or a series of transactions as suspicious, and it should be ensured that there is no undue delay in arriving at such a conclusion once the suspicious transaction report is received from the branch or any other office. Bank should also not put any restriction on operations in the account where the STR has been made. Moreover, it should be ensured that there is no tipping off of the customers at that level. So, pay attention to all the complex and unusual large transactions and all unusual patterns of the transactions which have an apparent economic and viable lawful purpose. So, friends, with this, we conclude our discussion on Know Your Customer or KYC. No doubt it is very little bit complex one, but it is mandatory to the banks to follow it, and that is very important part of basics of the banking. Okay, till then, thank you very much.